Welcome, welcome, welcome on board the random ship for yet another episode. This is episode 10. I'm the captain on this ship, Holt, and with me as always is my first mate and my brother, Alan.
G'day.
For those of you who don't know or who just may have forgotten, what you're about to experience is 25 to 30 minutes of the most random, weird, and obscure things that we've been able to find on the internet this week.
And if you make it to the end of the episode, you'll be rewarded with your weekly ship fact.
Before we get too far into the episode, Alan, I did want to say we know it's a big day in the good old US of A. We hope everyone's being safe. We hope everyone's got their head on straight. And we do record these a couple days ahead, so if anything has happened, we don't know about it. So hopefully we're able to provide you a little respite, a little bit of laughter on what can be an interesting day, probably for the whole world.
So, getting into the show, what weird thing happened to you or did you think of this week?
Well, it depends, Alan. Do you want a dad story or do you want a interesting observation?
Ooh, dad story.
Okay, so we'll kick it off with a lovely story about my four-year-old. Well, almost four-year-old, 2 weeks till his birthday.
Geez, I have to get him something, don't I?
You do. Well, you didn't last year.
Well, he didn't like me last year.
He's really gotten into playing catch lately, and he's like throwing the tennis ball or throwing the little basketball or even throwing like the soccer ball and football around. He loves like you throwing it to him and him catching it. You know, catch. I don't know why I had to describe. For those of you who don't know how to play catch.
For those of you with bad dads.
Or no arms.
Well, that took a turn.
But he does. He plays in such an interesting way that only a four-year-old could. He throws it to you and you catch it. But then when you go and throw it back to him, if he misses it and doesn't catch it, he goes, "Oh, try again, Daddy. Good try." Like, you didn't put it right in my hand, so I didn't have to bother trying to catch it. So
it's your fault that I missed it, not my fault.
Yeah, it can hit him, like, off the chest, and he's like, "Good try. Good job. Try again, though." And then he'll point, to it, like, at his feet. There's your mistake.
Go get it. I'm not picking it up and throwing it back until you do this right.
Yeah, it has to go right in my hand so I can catch it. And I also found he seems to really enjoy, we have that rubber basketball, you know, that little tiny one?
Yeah.
And if you bounce it kind of like off his forehead, he thinks it's the funniest thing in the world, which makes me concerned for his future college prospects. He's like, oh.
Well, just don't hit him too hard in the head with a ball. It sounds like he can't afford it.
Now, last week, my interesting observation was I had no beef with it. Yes. That will change this week because my beef is with Special K. Their tagline is grains, fiber, real ingredients. Every ingredient is a real ingredient. It's not like they're like, ooh, pixie dust. Like that. If you said all natural ingredients, okay, organic ingredients, got sure. It. Every ingredient is a real ingredient. It's not like you're saying, we put grain, fiber, and self-esteem in these. No, self-esteem isn't a real ingredient. It's obviously a side effect of eating Special K. But marketing your thing as real ingredients is just the laziest marketing I have ever seen.
And honestly, much worse than if they just said self-esteem. People don't care about buying real ingredients. They want to buy self-esteem.
Yeah.
You can get real ingredients in anything.
A nicer smile. Boom. You know who sell that? The friggin' Crest whitening strips. They don't claim to have real ingredients. They just claim, like, you'll have a brighter smile. Boom. Well, now they've gotten that beef of the week out of the way and complained about big cereal, let's move on to everyone's favorite topic. in the news. So for this segment, what we do is we have spent the week searching the internet for the most obscure, weird articles, and we're about to share them with you. This week's first article, Alan, comes all the way from Jolly Old England and the BBC. Husband on leash breached Quebec's COVID curfew.
It's crazy that this is so newsworthy. They're talking about it all the way in England.
The byline, Alan, says, a couple in Canada have each been fined for breaking COVID curfew rules after the woman was caught walking her husband on a leash. What are your thoughts?
As somebody who grew up having to wear a leash.
That's true. Our mother did have a leash that she put us on so we wouldn't run away. We've just always been bad boys, though.
Yes, true.
Bad to the bone.
It makes me wonder what this woman actually thinks of her husband.
Yeah, is that like, are they trying to do like an artistic thing? Like, he's a dog, so it qualifies for him being on a leash? Or maybe they're like really into like 50 Shades of Grey stuff.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know. This is a culture that brought us, like, they're about excess. That's what Quebec is about, excess. That's what it is. This is a culture that saw fries and cheese and said, you know what we need to add?
Gravy.
They saw a pie and they said, you know what we need to put in here? A whole bunch of ground beef. That's what they're about. They're ingenious. They think outside the box. But I think this is being a bit too much like smartasses for their own good.
The rules in Quebec is there's a nightly curfew from 8 in the evening till 5 in the morning. Pretty straightforward. Don't leave your house. Except there's a couple things like walking your dog.
And really, what good happens after 8 p.m. anyway?
True. But this... The rules are very clear. Like, you have to be walking your dog. And this woman reportedly told the police they were following the rules for pets. So somehow her walking her husband is her following. I don't know where the...
This is where I think it has a weird twisted turn. Because I get it. It's hilarious. She thinks just the leash is what qualifies for a pet. But if you're considering your husband the pet, like, it would not be nearly as funny if the husband was walking the wife.
No, we would not even talk about it.
No, that is not funny. This turned in, this is like, I think there's something weird between the two of them, that maybe he likes being demeaned or something, and they're breaking the rules, so they're feeling like they're badasses. But I'm like, it kind of gives me like the, like, it's not that hard to follow the rules, and especially after 8 o'clock in winter in Canada, no one wants to be out walking their dog anyway. Yeah. That's not like prime dog walking time.
Yeah, but on the bright side, they were fined a total of over $3,000 for being dumb.
Imagine if we just fine people for being dumb. Like, anytime someone says something dumb, we here's your fine. Please stop talking. I mean, to be fair, we could get into the dog stuff even further. And just if someone says something stupid, rather than paying a fine, they have to wear a muzzle for a certain amount of time.
Oh.
Depending on how stupid what you said was, I would never be able to do the podcast. Number two, once again from England, this time from The Mirror. Dad refuses to sign son's birth certificate after seeing name his girlfriend chose. Now, the long story short is, this guy and this lady have been seeing each other for 4 years. They decided to have a child together. They agreed on a name. And when he went to sign the birth certificate, he found out not only did his girlfriend change the name they agreed upon, she changed it to the first and middle name of her ex.
Are we sure it's his kid?
That was my first thought. And that's a lot of the comments are like, I'm like, you need to take a paternity test. That's like, I almost hope that it isn't his kid, because then that would actually make sense. Then it's like a sick way of her telling him. But if it isn't his kid, now he's got to be looking over his shoulder the whole time being like, when is this guy coming? Because we know she doesn't love me. So, yeah. I mean, to be fair, I doubt he'd stay with her. But it's if he did, now suddenly you just know the whole time you're her, like, second choice until her knight in shining armor shows up.
My biggest issue that I take with this is, let's say it is this guy's son. Why on earth, like, what possibly could have made you think, you know which two names are the best? My ex-lovers.
Well, and it's weird because it mentions that he has always been a little suspicious of her because she seemed too attached to her ex from the moment they started dating. How can you still be with that person for 4 years, let alone be like, this is a person that I should have a baby with? If your girlfriend is still talking about her ex in, like, a longing way after the first date or ever, like, if she's talking about him in a positive way at all, that's a red flag. Get out of there. Like, that, yeah. Like, especially a year later, 2 years later, 3 years later. Like, that is...
4 years later?
Like, even if she's talking about him negatively, if, like, 6 months in, he still comes up often in a negative connotation, that's still like, yo, why are you still talking about this guy? like we've been together 6 months, and it's not like I started dating you the day you broke up with him, so there was still quite a while. Like, why? What? Get mad about me. Yeah, I do stupid things, too.
I do stupid things. That's what I was going to say.
And finally, Alan, number three. Now, this one actually comes from Canada.
Which we're not proud of.
Nope. Again, it comes from the worst part of Canada, Toronto.
Ugh. Gross.
We're just kidding, Drake. We love you. And please don't send us what we're about to talk about. We we know every episode we tell you to send us something. We do not want this. Headline, holy crap. New Toronto company allows you to send cow manure to your friends as a joke.
Ha ha! Funny!
I'd be so mad, because I love getting mail. One of the best parts of my day is going to the mailbox and seeing if there's something in there. It's just fun. It's like Christmas every day. If I did that and you were like, happy 10th episode, and you sent me a bag of... it's not even freeze-dried. It's like Ziploc baggied cow manure, I'd be so mad. I like how the whole business model too, and you can tell the two people who did this are idiots and need muzzles.
Or at least heavy fines.
Yeah, because they were like, they basically said, we think it'd just be really funny if the whole business model is I send you poop, and then you send me poop as a response. It's like, that's how world wars start. That and crippling economies. That's...
Yeah, this sounds like something that could be abused very easily. Like, as long as you have the address of the people you don't like, have a bunch of random cow poop.
Like, I mean, you know who it would be good for, though? It would be good for the guy who's refusing to sign the birth certificate. He could send cow poop to the ex and to his baby mama.
You could just send it with a little note. Is it yours?
Because that's the other kicker, is you don't get to send a message with the poop. It has to, you pay extra to send the message. So if I'm cheap, you're just getting poop with no explanation? Mystery poop? That's even worse.
That is worse. And it's like, was I even supposed to get this?
Yeah. And then you're like, curious, like, who hates me? Like, you're going through the list in your head, like, who is this person
who sent me poop? If I knew who this was from, it would be a cool practical joke, but I don't know, so it's just mean.
That was about enough poop for me today. Let's head on to random ranking. This week we wanted to go back to our roots, and we have absolutely no theme to random rank, so it truly is random. This week we wanted to tackle birds. Would you like to go first, Alan, or do you want me to?
Well, as is customary, I will go first.
Okay, what is your third greatest bird.
In my number three spot, I picked a flamingo.
Ooh, I almost picked a flamingo. Too dainty for me. That was my concern.
Ah, well, my thinking was they're in such a weird shape that it's not, it's almost not bird shaped at all.
What do you mean? How's it not bird shaped? They fly just like birds. Have you seen them flying?
No, I have not. That sounds awesome.
You've only seen them standing on one leg, and you're like, that's not like a normal bird.
No, I just mean, from like, when I think of a normal bird, I think, like...
Oh, you mean like the long legs and stuff.
Yeah, and like the super long, curvy neck, and they're hot pink.
True. I guess, yeah.
Which honestly shows you that they're the classiest bird. Because they get their pink color from all the shrimp they eat.
Is that true?
Yeah. There's something in the shrimp that makes them pink.
Huh. I think it's because we're also northern, so we see, like, that tropical bird with its long legs, and we're like, we don't have anything like that here. All our birds have, yeah, like, super
the
stubby legs.
The best thing
legs.
We have is a Canada goose.
But they don't have long legs.
No, they suck.
I was attacked by a Canada goose once. Those things are crazy. My third best bird is controversial. It is the chicken.
Hmm. Now, I love chicken.
It is not the prettiest of birds.
Nope, very ugly.
But it's a great utility player, you know? He doesn't hit the home runs, he's not a good pitcher, but he can play all the positions okay. You know, they offer chicken, and they offer eggs. That's great. Now,
my two favorite things.
Well, that's why it's number three and not higher. Is because it could kill you. Mm. And any bird that can kill my podcast partner and brother is not a number one or two bird in my book. So the chicken is my third greatest bird. What is your second, Alan?
I've been going back and forth on which of these two would be my first and second. And I think I'm actually going to do a last minute swap and bring in falcon as my number two spot.
Ooh, I thought about that. Just because of their beak.
Yeah, because of their beak. Coming in, they were my number one rank. Because, like, they have the cool beak. Like, falcons look cool. I've seen falcons in real life, and they're amazing. And there's an entire sport built around them.
Falconry, true. They're the only bird, like, I think. I guess
that has a sport?
Yeah, well, I guess chicken, but you don't use chickens. And it's not really a sport. It's more like Russian roulette with cars.
Yeah, exactly. And so, yeah, that was kind of my thing. They have an entire sport. I mean, I guess if you've listened to earlier episodes, you know there is pigeon racing.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't care for pigeon racing. We're all about falconry here.
Well, and is falconry about racing, or is it like gymnastics where it's like judged?
I think it's judged. Let me check. No, it's a hunting thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
So how do you win?
By killing the thing.
Oh, so, like, we would each have a falcon on our arm, and then
our
we'd say...
Our falcons don't fight.
No, and then we'd say, go, and whoever killed the rabbit first won?
Yeah, that's my understanding of it.
Cool. We should get falcons. Well, my number two is equally awesome. I went with the snowy owl.
Yeah, you did.
Because I think it's the most Canadian bird. It's quite, like... understatedly tough. If you've ever seen a snowy owl, it's really, really beautiful, but quite intimidating. It's like camouflaged in its surroundings. In the summer, you can't even see it. It has fuzzy slipper feet. Like, it's one of the only birds that's talons and stuff are covered in fur.
Oh, that's awesome.
They eat their prey whole.
That's gross. Not a snake.
And they're one of the only owls that hunt during the day because they're so far north most of the year that there's no nighttime up there. So they've learned to hunt during the day.
Oh.
And romantically, they breed for life.
Oh, nice.
Also, pop culture speaking, you know, in Harry Potter, there's that white owl. Hedwig was Harry Potter's pet snowy owl. It was supposed to be a female, but it was played by a male owl because males have that colored, They're the only ones that have that coloring.
Oh, interesting. What color are female snowy owls?
They have more of a pattern. They're not as pure white. Also, who... The next Google entry is Hedwig still alive in real life? Who cares? It's a movie owl. That reminds me of the time our dad tried to take us to go see that TV bear from when he was a kid, and surprise, the bear was dead.
Yeah.
Because it'd been like 30 years. It's like, unless you're taking me to see your favorite turtle, like, unless you're taking me to see Franklin, it's probably dead.
So, Snowy Owl for your number two pick, eh?
Snowy Owl, what is your number one?
Number one.
My number one pick, which was my number two pick for a long time, but I switched it last minute, is the blue jay. Yeah, I picked blue jays because when I think of a normal bird, right, not like an ostrich, not like a falcon, which is technically a raptor, it's like a bird of prey. When I think of like a bird that just
does bird things,
like a robin, yeah, like a bird, mm-hmm. I think of a blue jay. And I think by a large stretch, it's the best normal bird.
Word.
Some birds, they're like flying through the forest, and they're kind of like brown, so you can't really see them because of trees and stuff. Blue jays stand out so well. It's you never miss blue jays.
True.
And I think that from a purely aesthetic standpoint, they look better than the rest of the birds.
I'm not saying blue jays don't deserve to be on this list. I think you have it ranked too high at number one. Here's the prettiest of the average birds. It's not an exceptional bird.
Here's the prettiest bird. You know, coming from the guy who, in the ball ranking, picked basketball.
Third. Basketball was third.
Yeah, you picked chicken in this ranking. Like...
Yeah, because he's useful. I can't eat a blue jay.
I mean, you haven't tried, but I can't eat a chicken, so...
True. So my number one, Alan, is the peacock.
Oh, so you picked yourself.
Yes.
As number one.
Yes, I love the peacock. I did not know that the peacock is not actually the name of the bird. They're actually called peafowl. The peacock is the male version, for obvious reasons.
Oh, yeah. What's the female version called?
A peahen.
I was thinking pea ugly, brown, disgusting bird.
And the babies are called pea chicks.
Oh.
I like that one. Pea chicks.
Yeah, pea chicks is nice.
I picked it because, obviously, they're kind of like me. And, quite frankly, my wife. My wife is the understated one, and I'm the one that has the big tail. And I'm like, hey, look at me. I'm all shiny.
Yep, that's you.
That's just how I start my day. The male peacock, so the peacock, the male peafowl, their voices are known for not being pleasant to the human ear.
Oh, just like yours.
Yeah. Yeah. They also don't like being alone. They're a very social creature.
Just like you.
And then when it comes to their mating... Yep,
this seems like something I was not ready to get into.
Well, listen to this cool fact. They the males can fake their mating call. And they do this because it makes the other females basically jealous and think of them as more sexually attractive. Like, ooh. If you're over there faking your mating call, they're like, oh, well, why is Alan getting so much mating and not, why is he not mating with me? And the scientific study showed that it made the female peahens, it was their way of convincing them that they were more fit and more attractive than the other rival peacocks. So even in the peafowl world, men are trying to be like, I'm the best. I'm the best. And it worked because on average, one in every three peacock mating calls is fake. But the scientists proved that those peacocks that fake their mating call got more ladies.
Half of all, what were they called? Peafowl?
Yes.
Are gross looking?
Oh, no, you can't. I said specifically peacock. You can't. Don't count the peahens against me.
You have to count all of them.
No, you just count the prettiest ones. It's like society. We count the prettiest ones.
Well, I think you're cheating with your ranking.
That's just because you're not one of the prettiest ones. You don't understand.
That's true. I'm more like a blue jay. I'm the best looking normal you'll get.
Well, and that about wraps up our 10th episode here on Random Ship. Before we dock in the harbor, Alan, hit us with this week's ship fact.
This week's ship fact is different meanings of the word ship. There's the obvious one that we all know and love, a large sailing vessel. But ship can also mean to transport something or to want two fictional characters to end up dating.
What?
Yeah. That's a thing, apparently.
Where did you get this definition?
I Googled it. I just Googled shipping definitions.
I feel you are wrong, Google. Well, everyone, that brings to an end another episode of The Random Ship. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to tune in next time where we will talk about more random things.
Have a great week, everyone.
Okay, say bye to Uncle Alan.
Bye!